views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you are listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have we got a show for you today? But before we get started, we've got Brian in the house. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Oh, doing wonderful. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. And I have to tell you what I had for lunch today. I know, Brian, I know it's 5 o'clock out there on the East Coast, but I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock here. Now, this is going to sound really weird, and I can't take credit for this recipe, but it is good. Now, Brian, do you like grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next time you make a grilled cheese sandwich, do you make it with white bread or with whole wheat?
Stumpify wheat, of course.
Wheat. Brian, it's okay if you don't make it with white bread. It's all right. But wheat, no, good for you. Good for you. Well, what you do is, this is a twist, is you take some artisanal, organic, of course, because that's what I always talk about, whole grain bread and some artisanal or organic sharp white cheddar cheese. And that's your cheese that you use on there. Then you slice up some pears. And you put the pears on the sandwich along with Dijon mustard and cook it just like you would any other grilled cheese sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It sounds weird, but it's really good.
Okay.
And, yeah, you got to try that sometime, Brian.
And, okay, will do.
Yeah, because you know what? The bread that I get, each slice of bread has 5 grams of fiber in it. And a pear has roughly 5 grams of fiber in it. So if you eat just that sandwich plus the leftover pear, you know, it doesn't fit on the sandwich for lunch, you will have 15 grams of fiber right there. And that's about half of your daily requirement of fiber.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, my husband even likes it. At first, when I told him, he was like, "We're having what?" But he tried it and it was good. But I stole the recipe from PCC, which is an organic grocery store out here. So I can't take credit for it. But I thought, I got to try this. And so it turned out to be good. We have got a very special guest today, Stephen Garrick. So I am throwing out the old format, the normal format of the show, because what this gentleman has to say to us is, I thought, very, very important. And we are talking about changing our relationship with death. And this is part two, because we did part one earlier today. It was 1 o'clock for you guys out there on the East Coast, for those of you who heard it. This is a part two series. If you missed the part one series, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and listen to, go to the radio tab, it'll be archived there. And in the first show, we were talking about how to deal with aging parents and their passing. In this show, we're just going to be talking about changing the conversation around death, why you should not fear it. And we have Stephen Garrick here, who is a speaker, trainer, author, and more importantly, and the reason why he's here is he's also a death coach. And he has written a book that is very informative, and it will definitely get you changing your belief system, or anyway, your ideas about death and your conversations with death. And it is called When Death Speaks. When Death Speaks, Stephen Garrett. So I recommend this book to everybody. It's something that sooner or later you're going to face your own immortality. So this is a great book to have to help you transition if you're facing your own immortality, but also if you're facing the mortality of a loved one. Or it even helps you deal with losses such as divorce, which is a death, the death of a marriage, or relationships, a job, all different kinds of death. So, Stephen, welcome to the show. I'm very excited to have you back on.
Thank you, Michelle, and hello to all your listeners, and hello to your staff in the back rooms.
Yeah. So, why is it? I want to talk a little bit about this fear of death. I've done another show about the fear of death and why we shouldn't fear it, but people still fear death. So, why do you think in North America, because it seems to be pretty prominent in North America, if you go to other cultures, it's not so prominent, this fear of death. Why do you think in North America we are so afraid of death?
I took a look at that because it's a very good question, Michelle. I thought, well, what the heck? How come North Americans are so frightened of death? And as I dug into it, I realized that in our countries, as young as we are, there's been a significant move from rural or farm living to urban living. You know, back 150 years ago, which isn't that long ago, over 90% of us lived rurally or lived on the farms. That number has switched over remarkably, and now almost 90% of us live urban lives, digital lives, and lives full of media. What that means is we're just out of touch with the natural cycle of life and death. We no longer see animals born and slaughtered. We no longer see plants planted and raised and harvested. We're just out of that cycle. We're out of practice, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, we certainly are. Now, I am, speaking of animals, I used to own and operate an animal hospital, and so I've witnessed a lot of passings of pets and, you know, had to console the owners. And it's a very hard thing. But the interesting thing that I have found is that the animals know when it's time for them to go, and they want to go. They want to be able to go. And there are certain things that they will do. But their passing is usually always very peaceful. I have never witnessed a human passing. I haven't done a hospice work or anything like that. Would you say that they're a human passing, if they're sick, going like that, is a peaceful passing for the most part?
Yeah, I've seen both, Michelle, and everything in between. I've seen some very lovely, graceful, loving, compassionate, easy deaths, good deaths, I would say. And I've also seen deaths that that haven't been so good. They've been not very well organized, wishes weren't clear, and there was just a lot of struggle to prolong life as opposed to live the life that was in front of us. So I've seen both. And I wouldn't say it's a 50-50 coin toss, but there are some good, gentle deaths out there, and the more we talk about it, like we are doing, Michelle, the more likely we are to create a gentle, peaceful, it's time to go type death.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I've witnessed a few deaths with animals that were not so nice. But I think the reason why people have a lot of fear around death is because they're afraid of the unknown. They're scared it's going to hurt, that type of thing. So, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no way to get any practice because we only get one shot at dying. I don't mean to be silly or trite, but it's true. The way I practice is I volunteer as a hospice volunteer, and I have spent time with my family and friends who are passing. So I've gotten kind of secondhand exposure to it, and I'm learning over the years that death is not to be afraid of. It's just a very natural, fundamental part of life that we can perhaps not enjoy so much, but we can be part of in a more loving and graceful way. So I would say to your listeners that the best way to get practice is to get involved somehow as a hospice volunteer, as a caregiver, just to give yourself a chance to serve, number one, and number two, to see that death doesn't have to be so dramatic or so grim.
Yeah, exactly. And that's very interesting. We have to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the subject of death. And I want to explore after the break how other cultures look at death. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. The second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We have got Stephen Garrett here, who's a very special guest. He's a death coach, and we're talking about changing our relationship with death. And before the break, we were talking about getting over the fear of death, and now I want to talk about how different cultures actually observe or look at death. And so, Stephen, what do you think about that?
Well, I've been around the world a fair bit, Michelle, much like you, and I've traveled to places like Bali in India, where death is not hidden away in a hospital or in a morgue or in a hospice, and where funeral ceremonies are way more public. For example, in Varanasi, one of my favorite cities in the world, cremations are performed out in public on the side of the Ganges River, and families carry the body of their loved one on their shoulders or their palanquin, and they place it on the funeral pyre, and they light it, and they clean up the ashes and toss them into the Ganges River, and it's done very publicly. As a matter of fact, so publicly that oftentimes children are seen flying kites in the heat vortex that's thrown off by the funeral pyre. So it's very much out in public and very much a natural part of life, and there's very little fear around death in places like India.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the religion, too, because majority of Indians are Hindu. And in Bali, you have a lot of Hindus there as well. And they believe in reincarnation. So my take on it is any society or a group of people who have a religion that believes in reincarnation really doesn't have fear of death like we do.
Yeah, they tend to have a much more open approach, Michelle. You're very right. They look at life across a series of lifetimes and don't get stuck so much in just one lifetime. I think the Judeo-Christian religion, which is a little narrower in their spiritual beliefs, have this lock of heaven and hell, that type of tightness or that type of fear around death. So we have a bit of a different religious approach than, say, the Hindus do.
Right, exactly. And actually, but even in the United States, though, you can find pockets of societies that celebrate reincarnation. And one that comes to mind is New Orleans, actually. When somebody passes, they will have a parade, a morning parade, going to the funeral. And then after the funeral services are over, they will have a celebration parade and going to where they're going to have a big party. And they all celebrate because what they are thinking is that, and this is the philosophy behind reincarnation, is that you just passed off this one body. You hopefully have learned the karmic lessons that you need to learn from this particular lifetime. And the death signifies now rebirth. So you can come back in a new body and learn the lessons that you're soul needs to learn in your new body, and then you move on, and eventually you become so evolved and enlightened that you move out of that cycle of death and birth, and so, or birth and death, and so it's a celebration. They don't really mourn it. And then there's other people who believe that if you mourn the death, the person dying, and you don't realize that this is an opportunity for them to move on, that you kind of keep them, the spirit or the soul, attached to the earthly realm. So it's very interesting.
And there's lots of variations on those themes. I mean, the Irish have a beautiful celebration called Awake, very much the same as you were describing in New Orleans, where we celebrate the life lived, which helps us balance mourning or grieving the loss of a loved one that will no longer be able to hold or hug physically. So there's all kinds of beliefs out there. And what I've learned over the years, Michelle, is that as a supporter, I try and find ways to work within the frame of the religious beliefs that the family's got and do a little bit of subtle teaching if that's appropriate.
So how do you handle the person who believes that this is the last lifetime ever? Because they're usually the most in grief.
Yep, they are. And what I try to do with them is just help them make meaning of this lifetime, of the life they've actually lived. I help them explore the wins that they had in their life. I help them look at and let go of any regrets they had in their life. If it's their belief that this is the life they've got and it's the only one they've got, let's honor that totally and help them complete it with as much fullness and compassion as we can.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that closure or that making sense of our life and giving meaning to it, oftentimes if we're able to do that before somebody passes, they can pass with a bit more grace because we've helped them make some sense out of sometimes a nonsensical lifetime.
Yes. And that makes sense. And that's important to help people settle in with it, to get rid of, like, if they have regrets or if they have great guilt or that kind of thing, to help them get past that so that they can move on. And then the other thing is, too, is that I think the people around the person who's dying, who's getting going through this process of getting over their regrets and guilt and things like that, it helps them, you know. Absolutely. It affects their lives, like it affects your life. You learn lessons.
Absolutely. And if we were to sit with our loved ones a bit more openly and a bit more calmly and just listen to them and ask them some good questions, I'm never surprised at the wisdom that pours out of the mouths of people close to death, whether they're mature adults or whether they're teenagers or young kids. There's always these beautiful little gifts that the one passing is so happy to leave behind.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Now, I've always noticed, this is just an observation I've made, that people usually know when their time is coming, like a few weeks prior to, if they're healthy, you know, even if they're not healthy, say if you're chronically ill, but you kind of have a sense when the time is coming near, you know, that the time is near. And so, for example, there was this gentleman who was a football player, and he was living in a town and had a restaurant, and he was very, successful and in good shape, you know, middle-aged, not an ounce of fat. He lived a healthy life, you know, ate right, exercised and all that kind of thing. And he called up a friend of his 2 weeks before he passed of a heart attack and told her that he wanted her to do his rites at his funeral. And she, in hindsight, you know, she said, well, yeah, of course, you know, thinking that's going to be many years from now or whatever. But she looked back on that 2 weeks later, he passed. And she looked back on that conversation that they had. And it was like a premonition. And nobody would have thought this gentleman would pass. But he did. So do you see that? Do you see where people, and my grandmother, the other example I have to give you is I had a grandmother who had lymphoma. And she wasn't real happy about the way her will was written. So a week before she passed, she called in the nurses and an attorney to change her will. And she changed it. And then she passed a week later. It's almost like she knew that the time to end was just right around the corner. Do you find that true, Stephen?
Yes, I do. With those folks who are present in their body, they're not in a coma or unconscious. If you listen carefully to the words they use and what they're speaking of and maybe the dreams they're sharing, there is this kind of intuitive knowingness that, you know, the exit door is pretty close, and I'll be hopping on that train pretty soon. You'll hear them speak in phrases like that, which suggests to me they've got an inner knowing that their moment of passing is coming close.
Yeah.
I've seen that more often than not, that people will give these little hints to their loved ones that, you know what, it's almost time to go. They won't say it that clearly, but they'll leak these little suggestions out that perhaps the train has come.
Now, do you think because they have this inkling that it makes it easier for them to pass?
It depends a lot on the family that's around them and the friends that are around them. If the friends and family are clinging to their life and don't want them to die and want them to stay here and want them to get better, what I find from time to time is those folks will do their best to stay alive while family is there, and sometimes pass alone and silently in the night when everybody's gone home. So it's a real dynamic that's interesting to explore. And the more we're able to be free and let our loved ones go when they need to go, it tends to be a more graceful passing.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know. I think I would rather pass with my family around me than alone, but I don't really have a fear of death, but my family knows that when my time comes, you know, pull the plug, man.
Exactly. It's good that your family knows that, because they can spend the time with you fully and enjoy the life instead of worrying about decisions to be made.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why it's so important to have that living will. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to explore the issue with children. How do you prepare your child for the passing of a loved one? Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality.
Free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We have got Death Coach Stephen Garrett here. It's a very special guest helping us change our relationship with death. And before the break, we were talking about hanging on to loved ones. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that because we discussed during the break that we should talk about this subject. And then we will talk about children. So let's talk about hanging on to loved ones, Stephen. How people will hang on, you know, to that loved one because they don't want them to pass, but it really needs to be about the person passing.
That's absolutely correct, Michelle. And I've seen it often as a loved one gets closer and closer to death. And most times, Michelle, the hanging on to or the clinging on to is a result of not really being as fully engaged with our loved one during life as our hearts want us to be. So as death becomes more and more imminent, we have these regrets that kind of get morphed into, let's keep mom or dad or our son or our daughter alive as long as we can for our sake, not so much for the sake of our loved one.
Yeah, you know, I had a therapist tell me once that, like, especially in a marriage or whatever, because I used to teach when I was in LA, I used to teach yoga and body sculpting. And one of my clients passed, he was in his 70s. And I taught him body sculpting that morning and that evening. It wasn't because of my class. That evening he passed. So, I taught him his last class. I also taught him meditation. And it was interesting. We talk about people who have an idea of when they're going to pass. He came to me for me to teach him meditation 6 months before he passed. But the thing that struck me, and I was really surprised, was that his wife, because they had a great relationship, his wife, who I thought was going to be absolutely, you know, devastated, handled it beautifully, you know. And she set up this memorial service for him at the country club where I was teaching and had everybody come, and it was like more of a celebration of his life. Everybody talked because he was a character. He was just hilarious. And so we, you know, they talked about some of the stories, funny stories about him and about, you know, what, how he meant, you know, how he affected their lives and all that. And she was, you know, I was just shocked, and you know, cause that's the first time I'd like seen that. Cause normally when people pass, I mean, there's all this crying and screaming and, you know, pounding the chest. And, but that didn't happen. That did not happen with her. So I guess the lesson in that is that you need to, it's good to learn that lesson, that maybe if you have a relationship that's not so good with a loved one, like a parent or a child, maybe go ahead and mend that now, you know, instead of when they're passing.
Absolutely. The more bridges we can mend while our loved ones are alive, the less we'll want to hang on to them as we get closer to death. And I've noticed that in my life with my dad a little bit. You know, although we really completed our relationship during our life, it wasn't until he was closer to death that we each said some things to each other that we really needed to say. And I just had this small wish that I wish we had done that earlier in life and didn't wait till the last minute. But that type of putting off till tomorrow what I could do today really does have us cling to our loved ones a bit more tightly than is helpful for them when death is getting close.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we do need to take ourselves out of the picture because, and then put the focus back on them. So how do you deal with children when it comes to preparing them for death?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of parents ask me, well, should I protect my child from, you know, seeing their dead grandfather or grandmother? Should I protect them from the funeral? Should I protect them from the emotions? And my immediate reaction is no, it's not our job to protect them. That's what perpetuates the fear of death in life, is by protecting our children from it. What our children need is to be coached and have the whole scene pre-framed for them so that they know what they're walking into in their little bodies and that they can actually know what to expect. So if I'm working with a family, Michelle, I'll often say, well, just describe the scene or the hospital or hospice room you're going to take your children into to say goodbye to their grandfather or their grandmother. Let them know what the bed looks like. Let them know what grandpa might look like. Let them know what machines might be there. So they've got an idea of what they're walking into. Our children are very resilient and very capable of dealing with this. All they need from us, in a way, is an example and permission that it's okay for them to express themselves and it's okay to be around death.
Right, and I think one of the places they can start is if they have a pet who passes. Because lots of times, the parents will try to cover that death up of the pet because they, are afraid it's going to really upset the child. And so they'll tell the child that the pet went to the farm or something like that. Yeah.
Yep. And that's something that I try and encourage families to do is when a pet dies, do your best to involve the children fully. You don't need to hide the fact that the animal has died. You don't need to lie to your children to protect them. You can let them know that the animal's died, and you can even have a funeral or a ritual for the family member who happened to be Sam the dog or Harriet the cat. And if the children can be involved with the death that way, and participate in the funeral for the animal, it gives them a good life skill, a good learning, so that when death comes to a family member that's human, they've had some practice.
Right, exactly. And then they'll know what to do and what is to be expected. That's a good one. So we have, it's not only, but how do you deal with parents who have a dying child that's very young? Do you see many of those?
Oh, boy. Oh, that's, Michelle, that's a $64,000 question. Mm-hmm. Because for a parent to lose a child, to be predeceased by their child, is very difficult. I went through that with my father, who lost a daughter. My sister Jody passed unexpectedly, and I had to bring the information to my dad. I was a bearer of bad tidings, and gosh, it was difficult. And to help them make sense of a shortened life is a real challenge because it just seems so wrong and so unfair. Mm-hmm. So the work with parents who've lost a child to sudden or unexpected death or a cancer is to give them as much space and time as they need to grieve the loss as fully as they can, and then to ask some questions about, like an open question, what do you think the gift was that your young daughter or your young son left for you in their passing? And if you time questions like that appropriately, after there's been a fair amount of grieving and letting go, oftentimes the parents will notice the gift that their young child left them, and it'll transform their relationship with the death of the young child.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that because, that's really hard. I've heard that I don't have any children, so I can only imagine, but I've heard that is like one of the worst, the hardest things to get over is to lose a child.
I've done a fair bit of work with people in that regard, and it does take time. It does take a lot of compassion and a lot of patience, but there will be a point in time when the mother and the father recognize the gift of having their child for as long as they had them.
Yes, exactly. Do you deal with a lot of people who have lost their children in war situations?
No, I don't. Fortunately, on this side of the border in Canada, we haven't sent a lot of our young people to war. Mm-hmm. I know that's much more an issue in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had a whole lot of experience in that regard. But again, similarly, there would be some grief there for sure. There may be some anger at the government for taking their son or daughter away, and to the opposing army that they were fighting. There could be lots of stuff to get through before the family can really have their memory of their son or their daughter back in a full way.
Yes, exactly. Well, we have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we are going to talk about facing your own immortality. Yes, because sooner or later, it's going to happen to you. It's just a fact of life. So how do you deal with your own death? Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll be right back.
Get in.
inspired, create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We've got Stephen Garrett here, who is a death coach, and we're talking about changing our relationship with death. And one thing that we have not talked about that I think needs to be talked about is facing our own immortality. So, Stephen, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I tell you, it's the toughest thing all of us have to face is our own mortality. And gosh, it's a liberating thing to do, but it's a difficult challenge as well. None of us really want to be done,
right?
Especially when we're vital and alive, and we've got lots left to give, and we've got lots on our to-do list. But the other side of the coin is we are all going to die one day. It's an absolute fact. There are 57 million human deaths a year on the planet. There's 2.5 million human deaths in the United States of America every year, so it's an eventuality. And by embracing our death and by really accepting the fact that, you know, one day I'm not going to be here in this body, I find inspiring because I'm on the right side of the green grass right now. I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm vital. It really inspires me to live each day fully just in case tomorrow might happen to be my last day. So by embracing my death, what it helps me do is it helps me value the time I've got while I'm alive in this body. It's not the scary thing that most of us think it is.
Yeah, exactly. And as I mentioned in the last show, you can get books written by people who have had near-death experiences, and they all pretty much say the same thing, but there's no pain in it. You just, if you are very sick, terminally ill, and you pass, it's like, it's a huge relief because there's no pain. There's no more pain. And it's actually a very beautiful experience. So, you know what they say about fear? It's false evidence appearing real. And to have this fear about it is can hold you back, definitely. Can definitely hold you back. And I've seen people who've been paralyzed by the fear of death and the fear of death in a loved one. And the thing of it is, when you fear something like that with that much put that much energy and emotion into something, you kind of manifest it. So
yeah.
So we just kind of need to make peace. We need to make peace with this, especially since it is going to happen to us at some point or another. And just realize that it is part of life. I got over my fear of death a few years ago. And it has been quite liberating. And I can't exactly, I know people probably want to know how I did that, but the story is a very long story, and so I don't have time to go into it. But Stephen, do you have some advice for helping people get over the fear of death?
Yeah, it's death has a lot of different words. It can be change, it can be end, it can be fired, it can be divorced. There's lots of different words we can use for death. That, in fact, are little mini-deaths. Every time you change a relationship or leave a relationship, it's the death of a relationship. Each day is birth and each day dies. So if we're able to notice these smaller cycles, you know, moving from spring to summer to fall to winter, all these are births and deaths. And this is the place of ritual. This is why some religions were so important, is they brought to our attention the end of a day, the end of a week, the end of a month, the end of a season, the end of a year, the end of an age, meaning from adolescence to adulthood. All these are little mini deaths that we can use to practice the larger death, which is the death of the body.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, we were talking earlier about Varanasi, and the last time I was there was in 2007, and I had just... my divorce was finalized. So I went, I took a year off after that to just travel around the world, and went to India. I always wanted to go to Varanasi and Rishikesh, and I hadn't quite made it at that point. But I went to Varanasi, also known as Benares, to put an end, closure to my divorce, because it was the death of a marriage. And the interesting thing was is that one of my travel companions had her husband who had passed recently, and she was Indian, and she was going there with her husband's ashes to put him in the Ganges. And so the people we were traveling with were very gracious, and they did a ceremony, a puja for this death ceremony is what they called for her husband. And then I also participated for the death of my marriage. And it was very interesting because I was able to really put closure to it and to let it go. And, you know, and we floated a little candle in a palm leaf, you know, down the Ganges as a symbol of it going on. And it was very cathartic. But, yeah, you can get, you know, do some rituals around, like, the death of the marriage or the loss of a job or, you know, to help you get over these things and kind of prepare you.
Absolutely. And, even a little prayer at the end of each day, just a thankfulness for the day that was lived, because the day was born and the day dies. And these little practices, believe it or not, give us the ability to face the bigger changes in life as they come.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you do that every day, I recommend people do that every day. Do it in the morning and do it in the evening. Show gratitude. Show gratitude for the life that you have been given, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important. Now, Stephen, you're doing some giveaways. Do you want to tell our listeners about the giveaways?
Sure. I'd be really happy to give away five of my new book, When Death Speaks, Listen, Learn, and Love, to the first five folks that call in. And I also have a training program that I'm making available to people. It's a 12-week training program. And, you know, for the first person that calls in after this show, I'd be very glad to gift them a 12-week training program. How's that?
Oh, wow, that's fabulous. So how can our listeners get a hold of you then?
Well, they can get a hold of me at my website, which is www.embraceyourdeath.com. And they'll find my contact information right there on the website.
All right, that's great. So make sure that you all call in, contact Stephen, to at least get his book anyway. If you're not the lucky winner of the online training, make sure you get his book. I highly recommend it, When Death Speaks. It's a great reference book. It's a great book to help you change your relationship with death, and I think it's something everybody should get and have on read and then keep on their bookshelves to reference later. So, Stephen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. It's been great, and I'd love to have you on again. You're a wonderful guest. Thank you.
Awesome, Michelle, and thank you so much for having me, and thanks to all your listeners for listening in.
Yes, and I want to thank the listeners for listening in as well. And let them know, if you missed the first show that we did on death in regard to aging parents, helping you deal with them and their passing, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and you go to the radio tab, and you'll see all the archived shows there, and it will be archived. This one, if you want to review this one will be archived as well there. If you have any questions about how I can help you live a full-out life, you can contact me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com or 425-412-0202. Thanks for listening, everybody. God bless you, and have a great and prosperous week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google Plus, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.